Crufts Day 2 at the NEC in Birmingham. It's already incredibly busy, and I'm delighted that joining me here in the studio and looking out at all the thousands of people going past is Amanda Bryant from Kent. Amanda, hello. Lovely
hello,
to meet
Steve,
you.
And you.
And your... Oh, there he is in the background. That's Reuben, your Shih Tzu.
Yes, who doesn't like to be left out.
I'm not surprised. But actually, it is Reuben we're going to talk about, Amanda, isn't it? Because
yes.
He has played a big part in your life. Tell me.
He has indeed. So... Reuben's my second dog. I had a border collie, or still have a border collie, called Amigo, who helped me through some very difficult times. And it really gave me an understanding of how dogs can help people when they're feeling at their lowest. So on the days that you don't want to get up and, you know, you just literally want to hibernate, but you have to get up for the dogs, and then they give you that unconditional love. And Reuben came about from a friend of mine at our dog training club that we run, who breed Shih Tzus and Chos. We always thought it was a bit of a mad lifestyle doing the showing, but she brings her show dogs along to obedience and they do really well. And she had a litter of puppies, two girls and a boy, and she couldn't keep the boy because she already had one. So somehow, still not quite sure how, Reuben ended up at mine. And I've had him since he was 11 weeks old. He's fitted in beautifully with my border collie. He thinks he's a border collie. His best friend is an Italian Spinone, who also thinks she's a Shih Tzu. So there are some very interesting interesting discussions. Oh, absolutely.
Now, Amanda, you mentioned that difficult time in your life, which was an extended 2 or 3 year period.
Yeah.
Just tell me about that, because it involved living with somebody who wasn't good to you.
Yes, so it was a very difficult time. I had several years of them struggling with alcoholism. You know, it's very, very difficult to explain quite how much it affects your life, and how difficult it is to pick yourself up afterwards. And you spend your whole life trying to help people, and it does gradually grind you down. And you know, things came to a head, and, you know, I spent many, many days driving around just with the dog in the car, and, you know, just because I didn't want to go home. And... Me and the dog always had the, it's the time for the 20 chicken nugget share box. So it would be a dog walk and chicken nuggets to sort of make your day a little more positive.
How many of the 20 did you get?
It's probably best not to ask.
Okay.
but what with that and the dog training club, I'm a trainee dog trainer. My two best friends, Tina and Sue, are also instructors at the club. And we run it very much as a social club. We do the Good Citizen Dog Awards. Reuben, the dog I currently have, although he's only 21 months, has actually got bronze, silver and gold. Bit of a fluke on the gold, I think. He did everything textbook, but yeah, a typical Shih Tzu. Now he's done it once, he doesn't want to do it again. But my friends at the dog club, both the instructors and the owners and their dogs, very, very much got me through that period.
What? When you were at your lowest, Amanda, what was the relationship that you had with your dog? And where would you have been had you not have had that relationship?
I know where I would have been, because I actually had a concern for welfare from both my GP and my chaplain, and my physio, who was the person that unfortunately was in the room when the dam broke. And he was extremely concerned. And if it hadn't been for needing to be there for Amigo, I wouldn't be here now. And I know that, I can say that for certain. I do quite a lot of work with welfare for people and concern for people. And I know how difficult it can be. And it's really strange because dogs themselves, they pick up on that more than we do. More than we would ever know. We don't even recognise it in ourselves. So even now, if I'm not having a great day, both dogs will just come and sit beside me. They don't do anything more. They just sit there and they either put a paw or lay their head on your lap. And you just suddenly think, yeah, okay, yeah, just give myself a break. I know I'm not having a great day. and I can put things in place to do it, but they are much more intuitive than human beings ever, ever would be.
So those were the dark days. They're thankfully behind you. The sun has come out in your world. You're smiling. The
Shih Tzu's come out in my world. He's definitely added a whole new dimension. They say there's a lot about dogs and their owners, and obviously owning a Border Collie would suggest that I'm on the slightly more eccentric side of life. Because I haven't yet met a Border Collie owner that's fully sane. That's part of us. We're just a bit quirky. Reuben very much fits into that. As I say, I've had him from 11 weeks. My first thing was that the breeder may wish to breed from him if the line was successful. So at the moment, he's entire. We haven't had him castrated. And that's the agreement with the breeder. Obviously, should there be any medical requirement, we would do, but... for some crazy reason, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll try keeping him in full coat. I've no idea. I was obviously having a very off day. I've spent a lot more on his hair products in the last 21 months than I've spent on my hair in an entire lifestyle.
Anybody who knows the breed knows that that might have been, you might have been called slightly foolish.
Yes. I didn't even know that there were £40 plus hairbrushes, let alone needing several different ones. But he has a very extensive grooming kit now. He, as I say, when it came to showing, because both of his sisters went into the show world, because obviously the breeder shows, and she's fortunately this year made her dog up to a champion. The girls are just coming along in their career, and I said, oh, let's give it a go and see. And there's me thinking of a fun dog show, you know, that kind of thing. Next thing, we're at Bath Championship show, winning best puppy in show, qualifying for crafts. I didn't even know I'd qualified for crafts until they told me. I nearly fell over. And to be here yesterday showing with him on the hallowed green carpet, I just wanted to come and him not disgrace himself. I didn't need to use a poo bag in the ring, didn't need to be clearing up anything. He actually went on and got a second, a third and a fourth in his classes. As I say, he's got his Good Citizen, all three awards. And next week he goes out for his first Pets' Therapy because he's just qualified as Pets' Therapy. So he's going to a local place in Folkestone that's like a day centre for adults with learning difficulties. So I've been down and done the first visit, but Reuben goes in and causes chaos as of next week.
Fantastic. What a journey.
I'm not joking. What with that and full-time work, it's highly entertaining.
Marvellous. What is it you do?
I actually work for Network Rail.
Okay.
Yes.
We could have a whole discussion about that. Let's not go there.
Let's not talk about trains.
Amanda, you've mentioned a couple of times the Kennel Club Good Citizen Dog Scheme.
Yes.
I know there are people here at the show taking a great interest because the ring is just behind our studio. Tell us a little bit about the Good Citizen Dog Scheme.
Yeah, so, I mean, we use it as the sort of structure for our club. So we like to get the puppies in and do the puppy foundation. Quite a few people come in and think, oh, good, a six-week course to train my dog. And then they go away with their dog sort of 18 weeks old and they think it's trained, which is a bit like sort of doing 6 months' work with the child and then leaving it to crack on and wonder why it doesn't quite end up knowing everything it should. So very often we see them come back, usually within about a year to 18 months, but some do stay on. And obviously it's building, so each level builds on the level before. So for the bronze, you'll build on the skills that you learn in the puppy foundation, and you'll just uplift those, you know, getting your dog to walk on a lead. Anyone with a border collie will know it needs to be out in front. It can't walk in a straight line. It will try and herd small children. So each different breed of dog has a challenge for each different specific area of, obviously the stay, especially with puppies and young dogs, is probably the biggest challenge. And for the Shih Tzus, it's probably the food manners, because their food manners are abysmal.
You're shaking your head.
We have quite a few Shih Tzus in our club, obviously, thanks to the breeder. But obviously she appears to have pet-homed quite a few of the dogs to people within the club. So my mum's got one, Tina's got one, the lead instructor who runs the club, and then she brings, I think it's about four or five of her dogs on alternate nights, because we have sort of three classes twice a week. and then going up, obviously, to silver level and gold level. And there are prescribed exercises in the Good Citizen Awards, which is what you'll see here at Crafts when they display. And actually, last year, Tina, our instructor, actually did one of the testing days here at Crafts, which was fabulous. But we also incorporate it so that we use the techniques of doing the stay, but don't only just train the one exercise, because otherwise the dogs get really bored. So we have relay games, we have Christmas parties, we have Easter parties. You know, it's very social walks, that kind of thing. But we're still using the skills and the framework set by the Kennel Club to be able to get these dogs to be good citizens. We have some real characters in the club, you know, right from our favourite toothless chihuahua that can be quite feisty, up to Tina's own dog, who's an Italian Spinoni, and she is just the most docile dog. She's beautiful. But we also have a lot of rescue dogs, and our dog club actually does, although we call it Heel Work to Music for the title of the class, it's actually an obedience display set to music that we go out to local fetes and events and show people what can be done with their pet. So it's not dissimilar to the Southern Golden Retrievers, but we have, I always call it a ragtag team of 12 or 13 pets that couldn't be more different from each other, from the small to the large, from the old to the young, doing this display. And pre-COVID, we did actually do a display one year at Discover Dogs, and we thought it was a good idea to put all 13 dogs together on a coach and go up by coach, but only one of them had been on a bus before, and that was the day before. So it was a bit of a leap of faith. Fortunately, they behaved beautifully, but it could all have gone horribly wrong.
I'm sensing there could be a book in this for you somewhere around.
I can honestly say, when it comes to looking back at some of the things we've seen and done with dogs and our people at the Dog Training Club, it does make you shake your head, because you think, how did we get through that?
But it's putting a smile on your face,
oh,
which is really good to see. What a fantastic story. Amanda, thank you for sharing that. And enjoy the rest of Crafts. It's been a good show so far, and there's plenty to come.
It's been fabulous. And having shown yesterday, today's all about shopping. Thanks,
Steve. Good to meet you.